UConn, Connecticut Huskies, Kentucky Wildcats, two teams that nobody. I know Warren Buffett had the $1 billion bracket challenge. You pick every game accurately in the 64 team, technically 68 team, NCAA tournament. You get $1 billion. I'm guessing nobody had Kentucky and UConn in the final last night. Every once in a while, you might get one of those long shots. Kentucky was, I think, a number 8 seed. UConn was a number 7 seed. Every once in a while, you get one of those long shots that makes it to the final, but it's almost always against a top seed. So last night was one for the ages, and UConn ends up winning. I got to pull this stat up. Where did I see that stat? They won 60-54. Ah, shoot. And Kentucky missed something like 10 free throws or 12 free throws or something like that. And they lost by 6 points. And the UConn team is a bunch of upperclassmen. Kentucky's team is a bunch of freshmen because they get the top recruits every year. And the kids leave after 1 year to go into the NBA. So they're constantly cycling through with these younger players. Don't have as much experience. Experience seemed to pay off for UConn last night. Well, the most outspoken player for UConn is their do-it-all point guard, kid named Shabazz Napier, and he has weighed in on this idea of paying student athletes, paying college athletes, or even unionizing those student athletes. And I talked about this a little bit earlier. I'd love to get your take on what you think should happen. Should we keep things the way they are? Do we need to have some reforms for paying student athletes? If you are hearing about this unionizing players story from the Northwestern University in Chicago, and this NLRB regional ruling that would favor student athletes at private institutions becoming unionized, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. And I'm going to explain to you a couple of things that need to change here in just a moment. But let me go through a little bit of Shabazz Napier's comments over the weekend leading up to last night's championship game. And I think he spoke about it more last night as well. Napier told reporters he understands why athletes at Northwestern are demanding a union. He says he sometimes goes to bed, quote, starving, end quote, because he can't afford food. Here's more of what Shabazz Napier says. Quote, we as student athletes get utilized for what we do so well. We are definitely blessed to get a scholarship to our universities. But at the end of the day, that doesn't cover everything. We do have hungry nights that we don't have enough money to get food, and sometimes money is needed, end quote. So that's what Shabazz Napier told one of the reporters talking about this whole concept of paying student athletes. And what we're talking about with the unionizing part might completely gut college sports as we know it. I'll attempt to explain here in just a moment. But Shabazz Napier went on to say, quote, I think, you know, Northwestern has an idea and we'll see where it goes, end quote. So there's a couple of stats I got to pull up here too. Let me put this in perspective for you. According to the Associated Press, they cite an associate professor at City University, New York, who says revenues derived from college athletics, college sports, is greater than the aggregate revenues of both the NBA and the NHL combined. And I know the NHL is not widely popular, but that's the major league version of hockey. And then, of course, you got the NBA. And this professor at CUNY back in New York says that the University of Alabama's athletic revenues last year totaled $143 million. And that exceeded all 30 NHL teams and all but 5 NBA teams. 25 of the NBA teams, University of Alabama's athletic football. It's almost all football at Alabama. I mean, there's some from basketball, but it's almost all football at the University of Alabama. That individual university makes more revenue than some of the individual pro teams in the NHL, and all of the NHL, and then most of the NBA. And for Shabazz Napier, who I just mentioned, he was named the tournament's most valuable player. And one of the, I think, most important grievances that these players have is jersey sales, and the use of the player's image in advertisements. And I'll tell you what should happen with both of those things. I have a possible solution, but I want to hear what you have to say as well. 206-421-5757, 206-421-5757. You can also go toll-free 1-888-312-5757. 888-312-5757. If you've got a thought on this, you hear this young man, Shabazz Napier, saying, oh, we go to bed hungry, but we get a really nice tuition paid, room and board paid, and there are some limitations on food, and it's difficult to get spending money because the NCAA restricts when students, student-athletes can work and how much they can work. But it's tough to feel too sorry for Shabazz Napier. I'll tell you about that, and I'll tell you what my solution would be to kind of help out some of these student-athletes, but it's far, far short of unionizing things. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a moment here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. And then also, Thursday, May 1st, we've got a KVI Listener Appreciation Party, and it's coming up at the Flying Heritage Collection in Everett. They've got vintage planes from the 30s and 1940s. Paul Allen has put this together. It's essentially a museum. So it's Thursday, May 1st at 6 p.m. Starting next week, you can listen to win tickets right here on Talk Radio 570 KVI with John Carlson. We'll give away tickets every hour on John's show. And then you can get to KVI.com right now. Get in front of the crowd now. Sign up, register to win tickets. We'll draw names out of the registers at KVI.com. And if you're selected, you're going to the KVI Listener Appreciation Party with us on Thursday, May 1st. John Carlson, Lars Larson, even Brittany and me.
Somebody's got to stand up for what's right. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Trying to come up with a solution to satisfy college student athletes, the big-time football, basketball players that say they should unionize. Try and get a little money that the colleges and the NCAA are collecting off of their hard work. Let's go to Matt in Mercer Island. And Matt, good morning. Thanks for calling KVI. Hi.
Hey, morning. Yeah, when I went to Purdue, we had a chow hall, and I gained so much weight, it wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. And looking at this guy, he's got enough tattoos on there. They're not cheap, but he's got enough tattoos to feed a reasonable appetite for a year.
Some good ink. We're talking about this particular University of Connecticut player that led his team to victory last night in the NCAA championship game over Kentucky, Shabazz Napier, and he's got some artwork on his body, that's for sure. So
yeah, maybe he's going to bed with the munchies. I don't know.
he's got money for tats, but then he kind of complains he's going to bed hungry. Well, Matt, do you think it's time we move towards this idea of we got to pay these student-athletes a stipend or give them some sort of small amount of payment?
What do you think? I think they should get a stipend. I remember the Purdue football players back in the 80s. They ate at Cary Quad, which was a dormitory, and mm-hmm. they got as much food as they wanted. It was very protein-rich, so they got great food
right.
and as much of it as they wanted. So, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, yeah. My understanding is that for the student-athletes, scholarship athletes is what we're talking about here, they have access to the dining halls. Of course, the dining halls close at a certain time at night, 11 o'clock or whatever it might happen to be on campus, and you get hungry at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning if you're up doing whatever student-athletes do at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you don't have pocket money because the NCAA restricts a student-athlete from holding a job during certain parts of the year. They certainly can't do it during the season, and for a player like this guy we're talking about, Shabazz Napier, it's tough to feel too sorry for him. He's in one of the best on-the-job training programs the world has to offer. It's on-the-job training to play in the NBA. And this young man is going to get a shot to play in the NBA. I would imagine he'll have a pretty good chance to be a pretty good NBA player. It might be a couple years away before he gets one of those jackpot contracts. Richard Sherman, player for the Seattle Seahawks, is one of those players that had a lot of ability, but they'd coming out of Stanford and college, they didn't immediately know if he was going to be a receiver or play a different position. He moved over to cornerback. He's become awfully good. Now, based on the contract status for the NFL, he's playing for a paltry sum, just a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. I want to say it's $500,000, maybe $600,000 a year based on his draft status. But he is set to make a gargantuan contract when his current rookie contract runs out. It's a little bit different in the NBA. Shabazz Napier gets drafted in the NBA in the first two rounds. He's going to make some pretty good scratch. And he has the ability, based on what he's shown and how he played for the last 3 weeks in this NCAA tournament, to really get a gigantic contract down the line. But that's part of the whole college scenario. If I want to go into computer programming, computer engineering, and I go to the University of Washington or Stanford or somewhere else, I'm paying my dues as a student to get that experience. That's what Shabazz Napier and all these other NCAA student athletes are hoping translates for them. And whether or not they go and play, I know it's only a small percentage of the athletes that are in the NCAA now that go and play. Only a tiny chunk of them are actually going to be able to make a career out of that. But there are lots of other lucrative opportunities in the world of sports for anyone that's kind of got that profile of being an NCAA student athlete, particularly in basketball and football. Now, for this young man, Shabazz Napier, and the Northwestern University college students that are saying they deserve money and to be paid or be in a union, here's what I would suggest. I think their best grievance is the fact that the NCAA and their university can make money off of their image or their name, jersey sales. And you've seen this all over Seattle. You get kids wearing UW Husky football jerseys. The players with the name on the back, they don't get any money from that. The university does. The NCAA gets a cut. We need to set up a system where those jersey sales are accounted for and they go into a fund and the players can draw on that. And here's what I would say for the image licensing, team photo, what have you, if it ends up in an advertisement for the school sports team, the university sports team, or the individual player, if it's group player, individual player, this ends up on the cover of video games as well. A player's image will get on the cover of the NCAA college football, college basketball game. Put that money into a fund, and if the player, through being a good high school player, gets highly recruited, becomes a high-profile athlete, or through their hard work on campus becomes a highly sought-after player, high-profile player, and their brand is demanding, commercial endorsements and things like that, then we can have a fund. And I would say that you can only get access to that fund after you've completed your degree. And if you do your 4 or 5 years of college, you get your degree, then you qualify to draw money from that fund. And that would be the incentive to make sure that these kids that are going to college get their degree and they don't squander an opportunity to be a scholar athlete. And they can have a chance to get access to that money after they get that degree. So that's one of the things that I would submit needs to be done to try and fix this NCAA mess and unionizing ball players. Thanks for listening. Phil Vandervoort. I'll be back tomorrow for John Carlson here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Enjoy your Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.